So lately I've been talking about record keeping and all this new year stuff that I've been working on in terms of trade review and then personal finances. I'm using Tiller, TillerHQ.com. It's a Google spreadsheet plugin. It's really cool. I like it a lot better than Mint or things like that. It's $60 a year, so it still costs a little bit of money, but very nice to track all your stuff. I also have been getting into using QuickBooks for small business because I have formed a business around the trading stuff now because it makes more sense to be a corporation than a individual for tax purposes. So that's been keeping me really busy. So the point of me getting on here today, though, is to talk about the other side of all this. So these things have gotten me a little in this worker bee mode every day where I get up and I got another thing to do and another thing to do. And it's stuff that I need to get done, but it's kind of stressful. And I got to reading some stuff about how everyone is taught to look at dollars and cents and business income and look at what goes in and what comes in and what goes out. And that's just part of the world society we live in. You're judged by your results and everything you do. But the just as important, probably more important part of that is the energy balance. And that's what I've been focusing on today, which is thinking about people or things you do during the day, your job, or I don't know, it could be things that you read or exercising, meditation, all these things that add energy and recharge you. And then looking at the things that don't add energy or that suck energy out of your life, things that are full of stress and pressure and that don't make you a better person. So what I've been doing, what I'm going to do is get a spreadsheet, and I'm going to see how long I can stick to this, but it's a great exercise just to make me more aware of my life and look at activities I do during the day that bring me energy, things that I'm engaged with, that I'm enjoying doing. Even if sometimes they're stressful, I definitely feel alive when I'm doing them. So some of those things are, I love when there's a big event in the market, like a Fed day or an employment day. I love having scenarios and watching the market, and I'll trade during the day on those days. One thing that on the opposite side is for after day trading for over 10 years, every day trading burns me out now, and it sucks my energy too much. And I find myself moving my time frame longer out because of that and getting into just bigger picture thinking, not super long, but weeks to months, sometimes maybe 3-4 days. And then kind of mixing that a little bit with the occasional day trading day on a big fundamental day. So that's the example of where I'm energized by it and where it sucks my energy. And I've been really good in my life with people in terms of I'd like to keep interesting people, different thinkers, independent thinkers, people who want to talk about health, growth, personal awareness, markets, of course, all that stuff, productivity, different ways to grow spiritually. All those things are interesting to me. And I have a whole bunch of different friends who provide something like that in whatever category. What I don't want are people who don't provide any of that. People who suck the energy from me, who are trifling conversation and generally just not adding value, or I'm not adding value to them. So it's either that you're growing from somebody else or you're helping somebody else grow. But when you're stuck in the middle, that's just, it's not good for anybody, I don't feel like. And you can respect everybody, but you're not everybody is going to be for you. And that's something that I think I've done a pretty good job of, just not having a lot of relationships in my life that mutually don't provide any value. And that's not always something you can dodge, but I think when you can keep that in your mind, you have so much more energy to do what you're here to do, whatever excites you. And when you are around people who share that vision, it brings out the best in you. You grow, they grow, and then you kind of branch out to other things. So back to what I'm talking about with the energy management spreadsheet. So I'm keeping, and I might just do this with pencil and paper as well. So I'm keeping a sheet, kind of a T, assets on one side and liabilities on the other. And it's going to look like during the day, kind of taking an inventory of how I feel or how engaged or energized I am by the people I'm with and by the things I'm thinking about and the things I'm doing. So I started competitive tennis again. That's super energizing. I love that. There's a lot of growth in it. It relates to trading in terms of how I'm thinking about watching my opponent. I have to adapt and not try to overdo things myself. And it lines up great. So that works out for me. That energizes me. I talked about the day trading versus position trading a little bit. Getting myself really organized energizes me because it cleans out all that gunk out of my life and gives me so much more free time to focus on what I want to do and not be stressed out about preparing my taxes or having just complete disorganization when someone asks me for an email or a document that I should have. So that's good too. On the side that doesn't energize me as much, I get carried away with this and I get obsessed with it for 3 or 4 days until I get everything just perfect instead of kind of spreading it out and maybe spending a couple hours a day. It's like I have to do it all in one day. And that's part of my personality. And it causes me, I'd say it causes me some stress that's probably avoidable if I can get a little better. So going forward, looking at everything, I'm going to think about, yeah, it's the dollars and cents thing comes natural and everyone has to do that with their trading results and their finances. But how do I feel? And how am I adding life? Am I adding excitement or energization to things by what I'm doing and who I'm hanging around with? And what could I add? So what could I add to that to make it even better? In 2018, my big thing to add was a community of more people that were like that. And I did a good job of that. I added a couple friends, some friends I met through podcasting, which is really cool. Some of my closest friends. And then the other thing I added was the tennis, which I mentioned. And we moved out in the country. I wouldn't say the country, but we got into an area that was less urban. And I've been stuck in a major city. I shouldn't say stuck. It was good. Walking everywhere was nice and not having to drive. But just the energy of all the people and the electronics and the billboards and the, you know, eating out too much and all that stuff. It kind of got to the point where being on my own a little bit more and deciding to go out and engage instead of always just being in the thick of it was really life-giving and really energizing. So that was a huge thing that was added in 2018, which I'm excited about. We're going to have a kid here in mid-June of 2019, so that'll have a whole new dimension, which will be exciting and challenging in the beginning at the same time. So that's coming. So that's part of the reason I'm getting all this prep done and really organizing my life and thinking about what I want before that happens so I can be solid with having the time to do what I need to do. So, one more thing to add is I made a concerted effort to read more books and I listen to a lot of podcasts as well. Really enjoying the 2x speed. And a little trick I've learned is if you're not really into 2x speed or 1.5x speed on the audiobooks or the podcasts, it helps me to kind of jack my brain by going to 2.5 speed and then go back down to 1.5 or 2 and it seems slow. So I start off, it's kind of like if you start sprinting and then you run half speed, it feels like you're going slow, but it's because you're conditioned to the sprinting first. You're not really going that slow anymore. So it's the same thing. And that's worked out pretty well. If there's a deep book or more of a, I don't know if it's a personal growth, but something that's not fast reading, I will definitely go regular speed or I'll read. I still read a lot at night and in the morning. So not everything is like this, but that's helped me. I just finished a book by Bill Walsh, the San Francisco 49ers book. It's called the San Francisco 49ers coach. It's called, I think it's called The Score Takes Care of Itself. Really good book. And you learn a lot about, it helped me with markets for sure, because he's talking about building an organization and leading people, but all the things that you have to adapt to as a team and all the contingencies he drew up, which I talked about in a previous podcast. But that contingency planning stuff really hit me as an awesome way to work on different events that could come to your life, and especially in markets and in trades that you're in. I used to always call it scenario analysis. So when I was day trading, it was like, okay, what's the biggest surprise that could happen today? What would catch people most off guard? Which is kind of the same question. What is expected today? And what are the things that could happen? What if A and B happened, and then what would C be? And just kind of mapping out those scenarios and changing them throughout the day would really open my mind. So I think Bill Walsh has the contingency planning idea. And I think it's similar to building scenarios, but the contingency planning got me thinking more about losers, not just winners, but what happens if these things happened and you do the trade and then it doesn't work? Where are you wrong? Where would you get back in? How big are you going to trade? Thinking through that ahead of time, really useful, as opposed to getting caught. Because when you're in an emotional situation, you are not going to think well and you're going to freeze, especially if you're too big. So if you thought it out ahead of time, you're that much stronger. So I'm going to leave it at that, but I'm going to continue to talk about some of this energy management stuff down the road if I feel like it's helping me or if I have a better way to approach it.